Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Handsome Dan. It's a name that possibly many of us don't know who he is. Could it be a championship wrestler? Could it be somebody from the past? Maybe a boxer in New York? Well, that one's true, but it's also most famously the mascot of the Yale Bulldogs, and we have the story of the origin of the Bulldog name coming up in just a moment in our story about Handsome Dan.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of Pigskin Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And boy, do we have some great football history for you today. We're going to go into some segments that we started about a year ago and sort of delve off them. But we're going to try to give you some more regular bases of these because there's some great stories on how some of these teams got their nicknames, their mascot nicknames, and you know, both collegiately and professionally. We'll try to get into some of those here during this season of the regular season's over with football. College football's all done now. But learning a little bit about your teams and some of the other ones and some great stories from the past. Well, you can make sure that you don't miss a thing by signing up for our daily newsletter. It's really easy to do. Go to the show notes of this very podcast or go to the top of pigskindispatch.com and go to email subscriber. We also have some in the banners that you can click on. Two easy questions, your name, your email. You can cancel at any time. It's totally free. You get a newsletter in your email inbox very conveniently every day, 6:30 a.m. to see what's coming out of the pig pen. So we have some great stories, some great videos, some great podcasts, as well as some stuff from sportshistorynetwork.com and OrvilleMulligan.com when we have our audio drama coming out with some new episodes. Got some of those to look forward to real soon, so good idea to get that newsletter now. Now, let's get into the mascot we're going to talk about today, and that's Yale University. We know them as the Bulldogs. And when we look at college mascots, more often than not, they are centered around the gridiron team of that school. Now, many of the colleges have used live animal mascots at games, and Yale University actually was the very first institution to do this. Their mascot is Handsome Dan, a bulldog. He made his debut at the Yale Gridiron Contest in the 1890s. English bulldogs were first recognized as a breed in 1886. So this is only less than 5 years after the breed became official with the National American Kennel Association and became a breed officially. And the mascot is very timely in the species' origin. Now, the Bulldog remains Yale's mascot today, as a school has just underwent their some 20-some Handsome Dans that have kept the tradition thriving. One just retired in the last couple of years, and now they're, I believe, on 19th or 20th of Handsome Dans. Handsome Dan's story is rooted in a tale back in 1889. Not sure how true this is, but this is what was written on Yale's website from a student athlete by the name of Andrew Barbie Graves. He was in the Yale class of 1892 is when he graduated. Now, Graves played on the football team as well as he rode on the crew team. And apparently, one day he passed by a local blacksmith shop and he saw a canine seated in front of the shop. Well, he was taken aback by this majestic creature. It must have caught his interest. Probably went over and pet a little bit, maybe played a little bit. The dog probably slobbered on him a bit. And he was kind of hooked on him. So somehow he worked out a deal where he was able to purchase the canine from its owner for the tidy sum of $5. This dog was the first to be called Handsome Dan, and I think they named him after a famous boxer at the time in New York City whose name was Handsome Dan, and maybe because he was a bulldog and he's sort of majestic and tough looking, and this boxer was sort of that same way. Maybe that's why he got the name Handsome Dan. Who knows? Only Andrew Barbie Graves probably knows. He probably took it with him to his grave. However, there was a bulldog in the annals of history that is said to precede Handsome Dan with the association with Yale, and his name was Harper. Harper's owner was a man by the name of R.B. Sawyer. Now, one of the founders of the Bulldog Club in 1890. This is a club that bred bulldogs. The connection of Harper to the school is very interesting. Sawyer raised bulldogs and pugs and sold them, also had a kennel going there. And in February of 1891, the kennel owner went out of town, so he sent a proxy handler to take his prized specimen, Harper, to a bulldog club show that was being held at the Yale campus. Another connection to Harper was that the other founder of the Bulldog Club, his name was Edgar Sheffield Porter of New Haven, and he had tight connections with the university. In fact, he had some family that helped found one of the schools at Yale, the Yale Sheffield Scientific School, and his uncle was Noah Porter, that current Yale president at this time in the 1890s. Now, many feel that it's probably Edgar Sheffield Porter that is the one that brings the connection of the bulldog to Yale because of those connections. When your uncle's the president, you had a family member on your other side who helped found, the scientific school. They named it Sheffield Scientific School. You got some strong ties to the university. Well, Harper made his showing at a couple of events, but then it was the Handsome Dan show. Soon thereafter, it became quite a frequent fixture around campus. It's recorded in multiple periodicals and newspapers and on the Yale website that Graves took the animal to crew races and that fall to football games. Now, Dan loved the students on campus, and the students really became endeared to Handsome Dan as well. The social qualities of the Handsome Dan, coupled with his owner Andrew Graves being a very prominent and popular athlete, helped the animal become quite the fixture in Yale sports. Now, with this unique breed on the sideline and people taking note of it, and they even called him the mascot of the team, well, he became the mascot in its truest sense. They adopted the image of the bulldog into their name and their logo, which they have today. They are the Yale Bulldogs, and like we said, they still have a bulldog named Handsome Dan the 18th or something, or maybe it's Handsome Dan Kingston, I'm sorry, the 18th retired. So Handsome Dan Kingston is the new identity of the official Yale mascot. He is on the sidelines, much like Ugga goes to the Georgia Bulldogs games. Now there you have it. That is just a truly interesting story. And the fact that Yale is the first to have a live mascot at any college sports is quite interesting as well. So that's sort of some history of mascots and history of the Yale Bulldogs mascot and their feature, Handsome Dan. And don't forget the original, Harper. So hope you enjoyed this little bit of sports history. It's football history because that's where most of the mascots came. And we hope to bring you more of these as we go through here in through 2023. And hope you enjoy them. And we'd love to have your feedback, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And love to have you joining us each and every time this show comes on. We're about three times a week now. And really enjoy doing this and talking with you. So we will see you till next time. Have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.